Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm here with my husband, David Buck. He's also my co-host today. We are talking about the full body system wellness that we created two years ago. Yeah, we actually created a program called Full Body System Wellness. And so we're talking about what that whole energy really means for us individually as well as collectively. So when I think of full body system wellness, what comes up for me is holistic living. Holistic living. So that means I'm looking at my mind, I'm looking at my body, that this human body, I'm looking at my emotional self and my spiritual self. So I'm bringing all of that into this vessel here that I call a full body.
But it's not just that, it's also your community. It could be your workplace, the people that you know. In this day and age, it could be your social media circles of influence. And that's out and in. We're so influenced by everything around us, social media or not. You know, you can test this theory in the best way possible by just going by yourself or with one other person into a forest or a garden where there's nobody else around and see if you're not influenced. Put down your phone and just absorb the environment. And that's a great kind of influence. And then there's a lot of negativity out there to be influenced by as well.
Yeah, we are always bombarded, aren't we? With massive, massive information from everywhere that we look, because we are human beings having these amazing spiritual experiences, but really who we are is a soul first. We're a soul that chose to come into this human vessel and have these experiences. It's a very interesting way to look at the consciousness with which we believe as a couple, as individuals, that we are creating our lives on a daily basis.
When we created the program, we quickly figured out there was really only one place to start, and that's how to deal with fear, because fear comes up in so many ways for so much of our lives. It certainly has for me, it certainly has for Pam. It seemed seemingly an endless stream of things to be afraid of and to overcome. So we needed that to be the first breakthrough to help people, you know, realize that there's a different way to approach life.
That's right. So as we think about this world that we're living in 2022, there's still a lot of things that we could be afraid of in life, right? Not only individually, but collectively, as we look at the whole world stage, as we call it. And what's really important for us individually in this couplehood, this marriage that we have, is to ground us into our truth. So I'd like to start with that today, where you, as the listener and the watcher of this show, can really hone in on what's most important to you and how do you experience yourself as a spiritual being having a human experience. So I'd like you to just go ahead and take a couple moments to center. if you are in a place where you have to be consciously aware of your surroundings, like you're driving or you're walking or whatever that is, you're with other people, go ahead and allow yourself to be with them, but listen to my voice and allow yourself the experience of your breath, because your breath is what connects you to your source. So as I breathe in, I remember that my breath, my sacred breath, is connected to the oxygen that exists on this planet Earth so that I can experience my humanness and being able to live as a conscious human. So breathing in, feeling it come into the lungs and filling up this entire vessel. And then breathing out. When feeling that breath go all the way through the body, allowing that air to permeate everywhere around you. And that breath actually assists every part of the living, breathing planet Earth to exist as well. Breathing in and breathing out. You can use a little sound. It brings your heart rate down. It also assists your stress level to decompress. Coming into this moment right now. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back. Welcome back.
I'd like to tell you what happens for me in moments like that. And I try and do this as often as I can, really, you know, in countless ways. You hear the phrase, all we have is this moment. This is the all that's real is what's now, you know, because we can't go back to the past. We don't know what the future holds for us. So all that we really have to hold on to is what we can create in this moment. And so I like to kind of translate that phrase into a meditative, serenity for a moment and just block out everything else. And it's not a forceful blocking out. It's just, you could, and again, there's so many ways you could do this. Find a comfortable spot, find your peaceful spot. Maybe it's in the middle of an oasis. Maybe it's, snuggled up with a blanket. And I'm not talking about, you could do it physically, but in your mind, even for a moment, go to that safe space that you've got and just be there. And so it helps to kind of weed out negativity and fear.
It really does. So a lot of the meditations that exist in the world that people have created and actually put out into the world to assist people, they have us go to a sacred place, like David was talking about. So, you know, thinking about nature, a really great way to disconnect from all of the noise in the world is to go to nature. So nature is all around us. So when you think about walking out your door, right, leaving your home behind, walking out into open space, that is going into nature. Even though you might be surrounded by buildings and cement and roads and noise, you can still find a quiet spot.
There's a couple of things that are really worth your time, especially if you've never done them. So many of us live in crowded places and crowded spaces, and there is a lot of noise and not a lot of nature. But even in New York City, there still is Central Park. So find a way to get somewhere where you can just connect to nature, sit underneath a tree for an hour, something like that. The other thing I remembered was that I think it was from the Klan. We attended a Native American spiritual group called the Otter Clan.
Medicine Wheel Tribe.
Medicine Wheel Tribe, Otter Clan. And some one of those contacts, it might have been Walter actually, led me on a guided meditation one time to find my spirit place, the place that I would call home. And I still remember that vividly. I've got the recording, I've got the transcription. So I have a destination that I can go to. And this thing is, this sort of thing is easier than you might think. Mm-hmm. And there are people that can guide you through that. So seek that out. And because if you have something like a crystal and you hold up a crystal, if you have a grounding center piece or vision that you can come back to, it helps you recenter.
Why don't you show them yours too?
Yeah, I have, we have many crystals here, and this particular one is a wonderful amethyst that I found one time, and it fits mm-hmm. perfectly. And it's a nice power piece for me.
So another thing that I just thought of too, is that sometimes fear shows up as worry and anxiety for folks. Mm. And so if you're one of those folks that is a worrier and a fidgeter, a really great thing that I remember hearing about years ago was it's called a worry stone. So what people would do is they would get a nice stone of whatever it feels like. A lot of times if it's nice and soft and smooth, rocks are hard, but I mean smooth, and you grab it and you put it in your pocket and you feel that stone, it helps when you're fidgety or you're worried about something. You pick up that stone and it's a focal point mm-hmm. that helps your mind to redirect. So especially when we're feeling fear, it's important for us to, you know, feel it, of course, feel the fear, mm-hmm. but then allow ourselves to get redirected, however that looks like for you.
Yeah. And literally in some way you can transfer some of your fears or anxieties into that stone or other device, or by writing it down, you get it out of your body. You get it out of your mind. You process it in so many different ways. You can find peace. And we'd like to, on the Empower Me Show, give you lots of tools and tips and techniques that you could try. And some of them may work for you, some of them may not. And I encourage you to find something that works for you, because it certainly is possible. We're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the tips and tools that we use to allay our fears.
We also are going to share some of our stories around fear and how we've gotten through that. So when we come back, we will share all of that, and we hope that you will tune in. We'll talk to you in a couple minutes.
Excuse me, did you say Sanskrit? Yes, absolutely. Sanskrit is the language of the universe. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. When we're still, open and receptive, we may hear a still small voice within. We feel a simple resonance with this universal language, and we just know that the voice is true. That inner voice speaks to us in a language that is always pure and perfectly formed. It's Sanskrita that speaks to us out of the silence. Sanskrit is also the name of a language that is found in dictionaries and great works of profound wisdom. It's the closest reflection of that perfect universal language. Study of this powerful language can lead us to an understanding of that perfect inner voice. Join me, Sarah Main, on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this true inner voice of the soul together. And check out my website, dhammayanti.store.
Hi, I'm Amber, your weekly host of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align on transformationtalkradio.com. I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us and our global community of over 1 million strong on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. For more information, visit www.suivera.org. We look forward to seeing you in the Suivera community.
Do you ever wonder why you are put here on this earth? What your soul is being called to do? What brings you the greatest satisfaction? Tune in to the Personal Wisdom Show with Mita Johnson on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where she will help you learn to really lean in and trust the wisdom and power within you, creating a success you never thought possible. If you want to grow this wisdom inside you and understand your life purpose, visit PersonalWisdomCoachingNow.com.
Hi, welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm David Buck, co-host today, and we're talking about fear and what you can do about it. And it's really important to remember that you can do something about it. You don't have to be a victim to your own fears, certainly don't have to be a victim to other people's fears. And yet this comes up so often in our lives. And you know, we need tools to navigate through. Now, you've heard this before. If you've tuned into the show multiple times, we found what seems to be kind of a golden set of steps that are really quick and easy to separate yourself from whatever is going on for you that you may need to choose something different, like fear. And it's really set. I'll tell you what they are. We'll go back through them slowly. It's literally stop, breathe, ask, listen, and choose. So let's talk about that in a little greater detail. What does it mean to stop?
Well, it's really, okay, we stop our automatic reactions, okay? Sometimes in the face of fear, like if there's a real danger, and you know that there's a real danger, it is vital that you stop, because your body system, when it's reacting, like when you're in, your adrenaline is pumping in your system and you're freaking out and you're reacting, you're not conscious about what you're doing. Mm. I have been there where I have been so amped up. And sometimes it's not fear that's running me that I am conscious about, but it's rage. Rage can be a mask for fear. That's something to realize. So when I'm in that place of angst and I'm reacting, I have no consciousness about what I'm doing. So I need to use my breath and just stop. Just stop the noise, stop the reacting, stop whatever's going on so that I can get back to center.
Now, there is a difference between fear and caution, and certainly there are rational and irrational fears. It's rational to be afraid if a bear is attacking you or if you're in an earthquake, and then you want to take action and you don't have to think long about what you need to do. What we're talking about a lot of time is where people get caught up in, well, what should I do? What direction should I go? Should I trust this person? People can be paralyzed. There's this paralysis. I've certainly experienced a lot of that myself in my life. So, but what does it mean that we would even have a breathing step? Why would we have a breathing step after you stop?
So our breath actually is an indicator to a lot of that. I talk about the full body system. So there are multiple systems within our physical vessel. And so what our breath actually directs the flow, it actually gives our body nourishment so that it can function. It sends signals to our brain. It sends signals to our nerves in our spine. The spine and the brain as a connectors actually direct how the rest of our body is going to function. So that includes our emotions. So our breath actually is in direct connection to our emotions.
It's almost like there's a stop and then another pause. When you stop the madness of whatever you're stuck in, and then you take enough time to take at least one deep breath, three is better, while you consider the next thing, it's interrupting the cycle that you might be in. And the next one, it seems a little odd at first. It's ask. So if you were the only one there, what does this mean? Who would you ask?
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, who I'm asking is I'm asking my spirit team. I talk a lot about spirit team. Okay. For you, it might be asking your wise self. Mm. It might be asking God. It might be asking Buddha. It might be asking Jesus Christ, who you are intimately connected to. You might be asking the wind or a spirit animal to assist you. You might not have any idea who you're asking. And that's okay. You don't even have to know. It simply is trusting that when you ask, an answer is going to be given.
Yeah, if you're new to the world of spirituality at all, my first access to this world was learning to trust my intuition, learning to trust that Jiminy Cricket was real and was sitting on my shoulder and was trying to tell me something like, I should do this, I shouldn't do that. And, you know, that really wasn't coming from a cricket on my shoulder, but the metaphor extends to that information is around, that the universe, we believe, is trying to tell you something. What is it trying to tell you? And all you have to do is open up a little bit and you begin to get those answers. And that's really the next part. Once you ask, you wait and listen. And that's the next step.
Yeah. So when I ask, it really, asking and listening are connected. They're like partners. Mm. Okay. If you're in a place of knowing about prayer and meditation, prayer is asking, meditation is listening. Okay. So they're interconnected. For the longest time, I didn't understand meditation. I was like, what is that? What are you even talking about? Right. Am I supposed to, you know, sit on a mountaintop and go, Om. And there are some people that do that, right? Yeah. That is a practice, and meditation has different practices to be able to get to that still place inside of you that listens, right? So when we ask, it's about trusting that we can receive. You could also, in that place of listening, say, receive. Mm-hmm. I now am willing to receive the answer to the questions that I'm asking.
And the last step in this process is really choose, and it's choose powerfully, choose as if you had a choice. And I suggest to you that you have more of a choice over more things in your life than you may be aware of. Almost everything, you know, there's probably a very small group of things that you don't have choice over. And even then you can still walk away somehow from that. You know, you can choose what is, you can accept, you can surrender to the circumstances. So choice is really a super powerful tool.
It is. And I believe a lot in you can choose differently at any moment. Mm. Okay. Along with choice, if I were to add another step to this process, which I do often, it's to act. So I can choose and I can receive and I can ask all that I want to, right? And which I do all the time. But if I'm not in a place of taking action on what guidance I receive, then it just sits there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And doesn't do anything.
No, that's fair. That's absolutely fair to say. We've been designing these little steps as in five easy steps. And so the five easy steps in this case are stop, breathe, ask, listen, choose. And then, you know, that encapsulates those five easy steps. And then it's not as if you're going to be paralyzed after that. So you do act further. And it's a great way to get clarity about what you can do next.
It really does. And it's like a basis for creating your life consciously. And I talk a lot about that process because that is what a lot of my life is about, is choosing consciously how you want to live, how you want to experience your choices in life, how you want to be a co-creator with this spirit of the universe, God, as you understand him or her or it, and allowing yourself the full expression of spiritual body having experience as human self.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about how fear shows up, where does it come from, and how can we see it, how can we identify it, and perhaps even a little bit of how can we tell the difference between a rational and irrational fear. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leone Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeoneDyer.com.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with David Buck and Pam Bright. We're talking about fear. And what does fear have to do with full body system wellness? We want to share with you some of our own stories of how fear has tended to stop us in life and how fear has actually been a propeller, if you will, for helping these engines of our bodies to navigate through life in a different way. So David, why don't you take that intro and run with it?
Well, I suppose there are propellers in engines. I think of propellers on helicopters that go up like whirlybirds, but
could be a boat though. You could be in the water navigating, see, yeah, through life.
It's interesting what came up when we were talking about what we were going to do today for the show. There is a picture that was taken. I took a picture of myself that, you know, according to Pam, encapsulates some of my fears. And so when I heard the news that it was time for me to go into the delivery room and join Pam there, I took a picture of myself in the mirror. And it was like, something, it was a look of shock, uncertainty, anticipation, but it was much more trepidation. And I'm not sure what possessed me to do that at the moment, but I think I wanted to capture that moment. Mm. And it's interesting that captures our fears. Like, fear shows up instantly. We might be going along. I mean, before then, you know, I was going along and, you know, I knew it was going to happen. And then the moment that it was going to happen, and if your parents, you may have experienced this too, like the moment that your water breaks or the moment you're called into the delivery room, it's like an oh moment.
So David showed me the picture. I tried to find it for you. When we find it, in a later show, we will share it with you. It's great. So David shared this picture with me, and his eyes are huge, like as big as saucers, looking at himself in the mirror, and he took the picture. And he looks absolutely like, what is happening? what is going to go on next?
It actually encapsulates what was to come, because you just have no idea. We don't know what's going to happen next in the future, even now. What will tomorrow look like? And yet we're here right now. And literally, we're on this show. If we were so caught by our fears, we wouldn't be able to do this show. Mm-mm. And, you know, if people were so caught by all their fears, they would get stopped all the time. And progress would slow, and we wouldn't have innovations. We wouldn't have inventions. We wouldn't have, you know, so many things. So it's helpful to have tools to be able to get past those fears. And fear shows up in so many ways. If you look behind us at the image of the lion, you might initially think that, well, that's something to be afraid of, but it's also a symbol of courage. So there's something about your perception of how things show up for you that's colored through social media, through what you've been taught and your parents and your friends and peer pressure and all of that, that says to your brain somewhere in your subconscious, this is something to be afraid of. And certainly there are things to be cautious and aware of. You want to look both ways as you cross the street. Sensible things like that.
Yeah. So I have many, many, many stories that I could share with you about fear for me. One of the ones that was very profound that I'll share with you is, as many of you have heard, I am in recovery from alcoholism and drug addiction. I have been for 30 plus years now, but when I was at a turning point. Okay. So I had been sober for 5 years or so, and then I found myself using again. And I remember how perplexed I was when this was happening. Like, cause I had years before had recovery, right? I was going to meetings. I was mixing with people. I felt like I was, you know, really getting it, you know, about the world of recovery and what that meant. Got a God of my understanding at that time and all of this stuff. So when I found myself in a different place, in a different job, in this position of using again, going, what am I doing? So confused, right? And realized after a couple months that I was in trouble again. I had had enough recovery under my belt to know that I was an addict. I was an alcoholic, and there was no doing it safely for me. So I knew what my future held if I continued on that path. Mm. Okay. So I remember sitting in my car on a break after having a conversation with my friend who was my coworker, and both of us realizing we were in trouble. And she was also in recovery, supposedly, but found herself not. So both of us were like, do we have to continue living this way?
Mm.
And she looked at me and she said, you know what? We don't have to do this anymore.
Mm.
All of a sudden, in that moment, terror hit my whole body. And I knew what I was facing.
Mm.
I was facing myself in a way that I had never, ever, ever experienced before, which was, I have no idea what this means if I say yes to doing what's in front of me to do.
Mm.
I knew that I had to face myself as a liar, as someone that went totally against her own morals and values, who lied to her family, who lied to her employer, who lied to the storekeeper because I bounced checks in order to get myself my fixes. Like, this whole world showed up to me and I went, oh my gosh, okay. Now, if I say yes to, I don't have to do this anymore, then I have to face my family. I have to face all of my AA friends that don't know that I have been using again, because I just disappeared. So all of this stuff showed up, right? And my heart was pounding really fast. I was scared to death. I was like, oh my, I was up in the San Juan Islands when my family lived in Bellevue, Washington. So there's quite a distance there. So everything showed up. What did I do? I prayed. Okay. I said, God, if I'm really going to do this, I can't do it by myself. Mm. I need you to help me. So there you go. It's the breathe. It's the stop. I stopped. I started breathing deeply. I asked for help. I listened to, okay, if you're going to do this, this is what you need to do next. And I chose, okay? I chose to act. So that's what I did. I took those steps. From that moment forward, my life started in a new direction. But I didn't know all of these steps yet. Mm-hmm. I was just in this position of addiction and not knowing anything but what I had been taught, which was, there's a God. You don't have to understand God, but there's a God, and it's not you, and God can help you. So I trusted that.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's never too late to choose a different path that your life was already going to go on. I remember when I was growing up, I had a series of books. They're still around. There's even a board game for them, or a little card game, I guess. It's choose your own adventure. And you come to a crossroads and you choose one way or the other. And usually one way leads to the story continuing and another way leads to your demise of some kind. So it's an endless series of choices, but it's never too late to stop and pause and breathe and think and act differently than you might have already done it. And certainly we're all in this together. So we're not alone in it. And that's another important, we talk about what you can do internally a lot, but it's important to get support and find people who are on a similar path or who mm-hmm. just made it through. Because, you know, until we're living on the moon and living on Mars, a lot of most things have been experienced and overcome already. And there's stories upon stories upon stories of how people have persevered and come through those challenges.
Mm-hmm. So David talked about support, and I'm a big proponent of support. And I talk a lot about that in this program that we talked about creating in 2020. And in 2020, if you think back, that was when fear was really, really in our faces in a huge way. And we didn't know how the world was going to go from January of 2020 forward. We didn't know. And the world was on pause and the world shut down, basically. All business, you know, people were scared. People didn't know what was going to happen with this virus, right? It's still going on and it's mutating and we don't know still. We're in that place of uncertainty. But here's the thing that I do know is that support is everywhere. Physically, people are ready to not do life alone.
Mm-hmm.
I chose this wonderful crystal this year to indicate my word for the year, which is partnership. So we want to partner with you. We want to partner with you in a way that you've never partnered with anybody before, maybe, which is that we want to be your helpers. We want to help you to solution, help you do life so it's not lonely, so that it's not isolated, so that it's not feeling like you're a victim to your circumstances.
Yeah, you don't have to be a victim. And we're going to take a break. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about fear and what you can do about it. But I want to update, if you've been following along, last time you brought up the fact that you had a word of the year. I didn't have a word of the year, so I just went with hers. I've got a word of the year, and it's connection. And it's, if I were to add something to it, the prefix of reconnection. I think it's important as we slowly recover from all the changes to our world from this pandemic and everything going on right now, we will persevere. We will continue to exist. And how can we recover and reinvent ourselves through that? And in fact, that could be a new series. We could do, how can you reinvent yourself?
That's right.
And you can do it anytime.
Yes. And we're going to take a break, as we said, but we are open to what the energy of the Empower Me show wants to express through us. That's really what's up. Because this year I've felt a quickening happening. And so think about, what do you want to hear about? What do you want us to investigate? What do you want us to, you know, be detectives about?
Well, and here's a brand new thought too, for anyone who's watching or listening, feel free to send us an email at theempowermeshow@gmail.com and make a request. If you'd like to see us do a whole show on a particular topic, we'd be happy to do that. And also, if you feel like you have something to contribute and you'd love to be a guest on our show, we'd love to have you consider us for that as well. So
yep.
We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step by step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Hi, welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm David Buck, co-host here today, and we're talking about fear. And what also would be interesting to hear from you at theempowermeshow@gmail.com is, what are you afraid of? And how could we help you with that? And even if we help you with that, what we're going to help you with the most is how you can help you with that. Mm-hmm. And then there's some groups like Pam talked about, Alcoholics Anonymous. It's a great group. There are support groups for nearly everything out there. Mm-hmm. And if there isn't one, there's probably a need for one. If you're going through something that you need support on, you know, you're not the only one out there. So get the help that you need. But, you know, we like to interact with people on the show. And I think next week, when we come back, we're going to be talking about how we're reinventing the show for you and for us to have some greater involvement and engagement between ourselves and our audience.
Well, yes. And we're really looking at reinventing ourselves on a daily basis so that this is something that I've been practicing with my marriage, is remembering my choice, right? Because there are people out there. I mean, the divorce rate in America alone is really high. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we hear about it from our child, who is a high schooler. And, you know, they're connected to these friends of theirs that have divorced parents. And it's everywhere. And they're all, you know, having all kinds of issues, right? We all have issues in the world because we're human. We chose this path. However, you don't have to do it alone. There's support everywhere. You look on any social media platform is going to have support for you. Okay. Any book. If you think about what you're going through right now and you're thinking about, I want a solution, ask what book is going to be appropriate for you to read right? It will come. Find a group, go to a church, you know, get a coach, get a counselor, you know, something is going to be available for you to get the help you need.
And one of the amazing things about living in this modern age, the information age, is that there's so much information out there, and you just have to be specific. The more specific you are with your Google search, for instance, the better results you'll get. But yet the local library, you know, check support groups. I think there's even a website. I can't remember what it's called, but a website that specializes in support groups, and certainly online. And this goes way back decades, actually. But it probably has been redoubled now with the pandemic, that Zoom support groups, maybe Facebook support groups are out there. So there's an endless number of things you can try to get beyond the places you get stuck. Mm-hmm. It's not just fear. People come up against other things, you know, jealousy and anxiety and all kinds of things. So fear is just a good place to start because it's so basic. It's been said that you're either coming out of love or coming out of fear. It's so basic. It's like the compassionate element of embracing a situation versus repelling the situation and wanting to escape from it. It's so primal.
So when we think about, I just had this vision. I have often will have visions or things that pop in to say. So one of the things that that just came in is babies. So when babies are born, they only know the environment that they came from. Okay. They know what it feels like and experience the warmth and the compassion and the security of the womb. Okay. Not just human babies, animal babies. That's what they know. That's what's safe to them. That's where they get nurtured. They eat and drink and connect to their mother. Mm-hmm. Okay. The female species in the world. So when the baby comes out of that space, all of a sudden, all of their senses are erupted. Yeah. And they have no clue. They're total feeling beings. So they don't know, you know, what this new world is. If you watch baby animals, you know, I just saw a horse in my mind, a baby horse. When it first comes out, it's kind of like, you know, like there's all slimy and it's looking around like, where am I? You know, babies, human babies, when they come out, they don't know. Right. So think about in this moment of newness, of being a brand new infant, allow yourself to be nurtured mm-hmm. by your environment. And if you don't feel safe being in your environment, then by God, reach out for help. Because we are not talking about don't do anything if you're in real danger.
Right.
We want you to take action on that. Okay.
Protect yourself in appropriate ways. This is not a political show, and yet I want to take just a moment to talk about the state of the world right now, because much of the world is gripped by fear of what might happen. And I'd like to point out that this is nothing new. We've always lived with this state of uncertainty. We don't know what's going to happen yet or next. And yet we can do something about it. We can restrain ourselves. We can vote. We can make our voices heard. You know, I like to think that in the year 2022, it's better than 100 years ago in mm-hmm. 1922. But I want to bring up something that happened 90 years ago in 1933, actually, for his first inaugural address. FDR Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, "The only thing to fear is fear itself." And it's such a great and powerful statement, because when you look at it and dissect it a little bit, you can see, okay, it's the fear that grips me. It may not be that thing. Now, literally, if there's a bear coming at you, it's appropriate to be have a fear response and want to, you know, retreat from that. But so much of our fears are internal that we can do something about.
That's right. So here at the Empower Me Show, that's what we're all about, is empower you, okay? Empowering takes courage. It takes courage to be a human being. I'm just going to say that flat out. You chose this journey, okay? I will remind you again, you chose this journey. So I believe that as a human being making a conscious choice to be here, that there are massive tools, tips, and techniques available to you to help empower you to make choices that serve you with the highest and best level of care possible. So with that, I am absolutely in service to you. That's what I do. Okay. That's my work in the world, is to be in service to you and your transformation. So you can reach me at brightbutterflyenterprises.com. Just like it sounds, like my last name, B-R-I-G-H-T, and then the word butterfly, B-U-T-T-E-R-F-L-Y, and then enterprises, just like it sounds, E-N-T-E-R-P-R-I-S-E-S.com. Or you can reach both David and I at the Empower Me Show at gmail.com. And we would love to talk to you. We'd love to hear from you.
We're out of time for today, but we will be back next week talking about how we're going to reinvent ourselves, how we're going to reinvent the show, and reinvent the program as well. The program is up. The program is available. You can go and see how it is now at fullbodysystemwellness.com. Thank you for joining us today. We hope to see you again soon.
We love you. We love you. We love you. Remember that you are always supported in every moment of your life. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.